Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Ago this month, we uncovered a guy named Jeffrey Zavar. I remember how it happened. Beverly Williams, one of our dear friends who's gone now, we've lost her a few years ago. One of my great Brain Trust members said, you know, there's a guy in Florida named Jeffrey Zavar. You need to meet him. And so I did, and the rest is history. Jeffrey, happy anniversary, baby.
Happy anniversary. You know what, Beverly? She was something.
Wasn't she something?
You know, when I was starting to write about home officing, you know, and I thought I was onto something. I looked to her and I said, wow, now here's someone who's onto something with home officing. And she was a great champion. She was a great sort of a mentor of sorts out there in you know, sort of pursuing this space that I was
Well, she was not just doing home-based like you do and like I was in the early right. days of my career as a business owner. She was an advocate for home base. I mean, she was changing things.
Yep.
She was making things happen. And you know what? On her own budget. And so I'm glad to give her some props today. But she told me about you, and I called you, and you've been joining me every other week or so for 20 years. And thank you for the great support and abiding support of all the things that we do here. It's been fun.
Jim, it's beautiful and it's fun. We have, you know, it's an opportunity.
I helped you raise your kids.
Absolutely. I didn't pay much for that college that I put them through, but okay, it's all right. So, no, but it's been great. And I got to tell you, you know what? I used to like, and I, you know, speaking of sort of advocating for the home office and the small business, you know, sort of lifestyle and work style and what we have here. And I used to start writing a lot of speaking on it as well. And I still do a lot of speaking on the marketing of your small business. Mm-hmm. And one thing I would say is you don't go to people on a Monday and hit them with a hardcore sales pitch. Wait till Thursday, because, you know, NBC used to have that Thursday night must-see TV. And sort of, I think of this a long setup for a very short payoff. So I think of our Thursday is must-listen radio. We have fun. This isn't like a Monday morning session that we have here. This is Thursday. You're sort of sliding, rounding third into the weekend. We have some fun here.
Well,
so I've had fun over the past 20 years doing this.
Think about how things have changed, though. Because of your work, because of Beverly's work and others, and throw in a couple of pushes from me, look how you've gone, you and Beverly, for example, basically worked your way out of a job almost in terms of advocating for home base. Because, as you know, when you and I started out the same year, we were both home based. Right. You stayed that way. But back then it was a novelty. It was like, really? What does that mean? And then it became hot and cool. And when you and I started talking to each other, you were almost making a living writing and talking and speaking and about being home based, you're basically doing that. I mean, you could do that back in those days, and then now it's like home based. Well, of course you are, right? And
you know,
it's been interesting how things have changed over the last 20 years.
Week. Absolutely, I had a conversation with somebody about that this week that I was talking about. You know, about the book writing that I did and the things that we were advocating for. And I'm like, you can't do that anymore because people don't think about being home-based. They just think about work. You know, work is not a place. It's not a place. It's a thing. So you can do it from home. You can do it from the road. I'm going to a meeting with somebody today, and I have downtime in between, so I'm stopping at a client's office and hang with them, and I'm going to bring my laptop and do some work while I'm out. You give me, and I've said it, you know, this, you know, as you know, we've spoken of this road trip mojo thing that I'm doing where I travel the country and, you know, go to music festivals, we're camping and the like, and the buddy of mine who does it, he's a dentist. He can't work from the road, you know, as much as we joke about him putting a chair in there, but I'd say, give me an internet connection and a laptop, and I can literally work from anywhere.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And see, this is a really important point because, folks, this is the future of work. More and more corporations are going to hire people, and they're going to say, well, you know, do I need to move to your headquarters? And they say, no, we're not moving you to our headquarters. We want you to stay right there in your house. We're gonna send you the work, and you're gonna send it back to us. And so, but here's something that's going on right now, Jeffrey, and every community has got to start paying attention to this. The current connectivity, speed, and capacity that your community has probably isn't enough to allow that person to stay home and work from home.
Right.
Your community has got to find a way to beef up. You've got to find a way to put essentially an interstate, a digital interstate, right through your town.
Right. That you talk about infrastructure improvements.
Yep.
That's one of the things that we need to be working on, and they are, you know, as much as a phone company out there put a little 5G in the corner of your mobile phone and let you think that you're on 5G,
right,
even though the infrastructure is not there yet,
right,
that is the way we're going. And now they're
mm-hmm.
talking 6, and now they're talking all sorts of technologies that are going to improve throughput and make it more effective. You know, sort of more bandwidth with less sort of resources. So
mm-hmm.
it's just going to be almost seamless.
Hey,
and
Jeffrey,
you see it all around you. I mean,
thank you for 20 great
yep.
years.
It's been great.
Let's do 20 more. What do you
think?
It's
so much fun. And I'm looking forward to it. Take me right into retirement in about 20 years.
Yeah, whatever. I need your websites, Jeffrey. I need your websites quickly.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com and GotWords.
Check it out, folks. The award-winning journalist Jeffrey Zavar, and our good buddy for 20 years. See you next time, Jeff. Take care.
Always a pleasure, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Jeffrey Zavar, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.